We continue our learning. We're in Shkol in Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. Basar shenimtza ba'azara. Find meat in the Azara. It has to be meat from a korban, otherwise you couldn't bring it into the Azara. So what do we do with this? We assume it's from a korban. The question is, what korban is this from? So evarin, then we'll have to see how we treat it. Evarin olos. If they are in larger, if they're cut up into limbs, so by their limbs, they're not into slices, so you assume that they're not being, they're not there to be eaten, so it's not a korban chatas that's eaten by the kohanim, but rather it's cut by its limbs, the way they're carved. If you look in Maseches Tumin in the fourth perek, the korban atumin daily, korbanola, was cut up in that way. So therefore we can assume that if it's cut up by evarim, that these, it has the status of olos. Vechatichos, but if it's cut into slices, so since a korban ola, it's left in the form of being whole limbs, so they wouldn't be sliced up. If they are sliced up and then in the azara as well, so then we assume that it's either that vachatichos or chatos, it's a korban chatas. Now we could also possibly assume that it's an asham, but we don't bring an asham as often as a chatas. An asham is only required for six types of averos, and so therefore the assumption is that they are chatos. But the Mishnah, therefore the Mishnah, which is certainly more prevalent than at korban asham, and we'll see that that's generally how we treat all of these. We see we're following the rov. Why do we assume that they're not shlamim? For the same reason. A shlamim could be eaten in the entire city of Yerushalayim. So the chances that there'd be a shlamim in the Azara, potentially could be in the Azara, but the probability is that would be based on rov, that if it's in the Azara itself, it would not be a shlamim. It would be a chatas if it's chatichos, and evarim, of course, if it's an ola. B'Yushalayim, zifchei shlamim. Let's say you find meat on the ground in Yushalayim. So in Yushalayim, you know, most of the meat that's eaten in Yushalayim is not chulin, is from karbonos. That's what people usually would have in Yushalayim. Maybe it's from a master behema, but certainly karbon shlamim is more prevalent. And therefore, you find meat in Yushalayim, you have to assume it's zivchei shlamim. What do we do with all of this? We can't eat them. So says the Mishnah, zeva zeh to ubar tsuraso v'yetzeh the base hastrefa. So yes, we assume the meat is coming from karbanos, but you can't eat because it's been a hesach hadas. Hesach hadas, people have been inattentive, and therefore it disqualifies the meat. But at the same time, you can't burn the meat right away because you're not allowed to destroy something that's holy before it becomes noser, before the potential time to eat it has elapsed. So therefore, we have to wait. We've mentioned this in the past, the concept of Ibur Tzura, of leaving it around till literally the form changes, till it's not fit anymore. According to many, this means you wait until Nosar, till it becomes Nosar, till the time allotted for eating it is over. And then at that point, it should be burnt. Nimtza b'gvulin, let's say you find the meat in the gvulin. Gvulin means it's outside. This is not in Yerushalayim proper. So the Mishnah says, how do we assume outside of Yerushalayim? So if it's Avarin, if it's cut into limbs, then, well, can't assume it's an ola, wouldn't be out there. So therefore, nevelos. We assume it's a nevela. What's a nevela? Nevela means an animal that was not shechted properly. And you couldn't eat it yourself. You'd feed it to the animals. So therefore, you'd cut it into very large pieces, even by the limbs. And so animals could eat it, so you have to assume it's an avela. Chatichos. But let's say you find chatichos, you find slices of meat in outside Yerushalayim on the ground. Mutarin. Those are permitted. Now, because we assume that it was shechted properly, because otherwise you wouldn't cut it into slices, because if you'd only feed it to your animal, you'd have to cut it nicely into slices. This is true according to the poskim, only if you have a city that's completely Jewish. If even there are a few non-Jews who are living there, so you'll have problems even with slices. This gets into the discussion of basar shenisali min ayin. Once you have, if there are potential non-Jews there, and a Jew was not watching them the entire time, so we're afraid maybe that a non-Jew switched it, and this is nevela. Therefore, it has only where the entire city city is Jewish. There is some discussion, because the Gemara Masechta Sulin brings the opinion of Rav. Rav is the one who says that Basrush and Nisalim in Ayin is not allowed. And the Gemara in Chulin says, what do you mean? Our Mishnah seems to say that the slices are permissible. So therefore, we'd have to understand that maybe there's a difference between whether it's all Jews or maybe only majority of Jews. But one of the answers the Gemara gives is that no, when the Mishnah here says chatichos amutaros, that doesn't mean that Basar Shinas Alamin Ayin is permitted. Basar Shinas Alamin Ayin is a Din Darabanan, is a Gzera Darabanan. All this Mishnah means that on a De'oraisa level, they are permitted. All that means is that, Mi De'oraisa, it's going to have the status of something that, Basar that Shachut, and not Nevela. Nevela is Metame. Nevela makes you ritually impure if you touch it, if you carry it. So here we're saying, no, you don't become Tame if you touch this meat. That doesn't necessarily mean you're allowed to eat it. Different ways to understand this Mishnah in light of the concept, the principle of basar shenis alim in the ayin. Uvishas haregel, shabasu merubeh, and at times of regel where there is a lot of meat around, and you have large chunks of meat as well and limbs that are sitting around, so then af evarin mutarin. Then we even allow limbs are permitted. We assume it's not being fed to animals, it's not nevela, but it's really kosher, shechted, a shechted animal. Perek, Zayin, Mishnah, Dalet. Behema shenimseis Mishalayim vaad migdal eder. You have an animal that's found from Yushalayim up until the place called Migdal Eder. You have this in the Chumash's Parshas, Vayetzeh, Vayishlach. So here, Migdal, that Yaakov went vahalal Migdal Eder. So if you have find an animal, an animal that potentially could be brought as a korban, and you find it from the city of Yerushalayim up to Migdal Eder and Uchmidasa L'chol Ruach, and in a similar distance from Yerushalayim in any direction, because it's close enough to Yerushalayim, you assume the animal came from Yerushalayim, and therefore it's a korban. The only thing is, I don't know what korban it is. So how do I, and this is just a behema, this is an animal. So I wonder, what animal is this? They say it's walking around. So says the Mishnah, Zecharim Olos. If you have male animals, you can assume that they are olos. Most male animals in Yerushalayim are korbanos ola, and burnt. We know that olos can only come from a males, as opposed to shlamim can be a male or a female, and a chatas, most of the time, it is a female. So therefore, if it's zacharim, we treat them as olos. Nikkei, this again, from Yerushalayim till Migdal Eder, you have animals, you assume that they are korbanos, and that animal, if it's a male, you assume it's an ola. Nikkeivos, zivchei shlamim, most females we assume are korbanos shlamim. And they're certainly the most popular of animals. Yes, you could have females as well that are korban chatas, but because most of the people want to thank Hashem and want to bring shlamim, we assume that comes from the majority. We assume that animal in a keva is a shlamim. Rabbi Huda Omer Haraui Lifsachim Psachim Kodim Laregel Shloshim Yom. Says Rabbi Huda, you have an animal that's roi for a korban pesach, when it's a sheep or a goat within its first year, then we assume it's going to be a korban pesach within 30 days from pesach, because from Yudalit really, because that's when we start learning the laws of Pesach. This is when people are getting ready to get their animals, their korban pesach ready. Obviously, the Tana Kama holds we're not going to treat them even if they're within their first year, a sheep or a goat that's found within 30 days of Pesach. We don't treat it as a korban Pesach holds that no, we don't assume that a person is going to lose his korban Pesach. So if you find a random animal, you don't have to assume it's a korban Pesach. One issue that's discussed here is the Gemara on Daf Nun Hey in Maseches Kiddushin. Wonders the following. The fact that males can be used, what we say here, the Mishnah says that, oh, if you find nekevos, they're zivchei shlamim. You find zacharim, we assume they're olos. Yeah, but I can use a zachar, a male, for a korban shlamim. And many people bring korban shlamim. So how do we understand that, oh, if you find zacharim, they're olos? So the Gemara says that it's true that both are possibilities. When it comes to females, no, there are karma nikevos or ziv cheshlamim, no doubt. But when the Mishnah says zecharim olos, it doesn't mean they're definitely olos. It means they're also potentially olos. We're not sure. A female can be an ola, cannot be an ola, so there's nothing to discuss. But a male can be an ola or a shlamim. And when the Mishnah says zecharim are olos, it means olos or shlamim. And what it means is that it's really a suffix. And the Gemara makes note of the fact that that true males and female animals can be used for other karbanos as well. And all the Mishnah means when it says that, nekevos are zivchei shlamim, it means they're not olos. So when I say zecharim are olos, it means they're olos, potentially shlamim. And nekevos zivchei shlamim, all that means is they're shlamim, they may be other things as well, but they're not olos. So it's a very different way to learn the Mishnah. Mishnah is not necessarily telling me definitively what these animals are. It may be just telling me what these animals are in addition to something else, or maybe what these animals are not by making the comment. It's not a definitive statement at all, even when we say nekevos are zivchei shlamim.